It's the first Sunday of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. We begin, as always in these podcasts, with an audio visit to the day's designated Roman station. Today, we go to the Cathedral of Rome, the Archbasilica of the Holy Savior and of St. John the Evangelist and St. John the Baptist and the Lateran. This is where the cathedra, or chair, or see, of the Bishop of Rome is. The Basilica Church was built on land donated by the Emperor Constantine to Pope Miltiades. The first church was dedicated here on the 9th of November in 324. The present colossal facade, commissioned by Clement XI, proclaims its importance in Christendom as the mother church of all the churches of the city and of the world. Ancient catechumens would return to St. John's on the feast, or on the vigil of Easter, for baptism. Today's station is a reminder of our own baptism and the constant choice we must make daily to be who we are. Today is also the Feast of the Chair of St. Peter, February 22nd, which commemorates the apostolic authority entrusted by Christ to Peter as teacher and shepherd. In antiquity, Rome celebrated two chairs of Peter, one associated with his ministry in Antioch and another with his see at Rome. Before coming to Rome, Peter presided over the Church of Antioch, where believers were first called Christians. And so the feast underscores the cathedra as the sign of doctrinal authority and pastoral governance. On this day in the Basilica of St. Peter, hundreds of candles decorated the massive Bernini bronze group, holding up the chair of Peter, making it even more splendid. And also the statue of Peter by Arnolfo di Cambio is dressed in a cope and papal tiara. Today in his commentary on the Mass for this first Sunday of Lent, Blessed Ildefonso Schuster has some really interesting remarks about the gradual of the Mass. I'll share them here. The gradual foretells the reverential homage of the angels to Jesus Christ, that same homage which they all owe to the Caput Hominum et Angelorum, and from which Satan will draw a motive of temptation, as we shall presently see in the Gospel for today. God hath given his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. In their hands they shall bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. This verse refers to Christ in his sacred humanity and in his mystical body. The service rendered by the angels to his humanity is a service of adoration due to him, not of assistance, for the Redeemer could not need the help of angelic spirits. The care of the church and of the faithful entrusted to the angels is an act of true condescension on the part of Jesus, by which he allows those blessed spirits to cooperate with him in the glorious work of the salvation of mankind. This guardianship on the part of the angels, besides being a service which they fittingly render to the Redeemer in his mystical body, is an office to which they are eminently adapted, in that they thus reflect upon creatures a little lower than themselves that light and that grace which they themselves draw from divine sources. On the other hand, to us, the ministry and guardianship of the holy angels is a matter of necessity, and their help is proportionate to our need. As we have to wage war against the powers of darkness, spiritualia nequitiae in celestibus, as St. Paul calls them, it is necessary that other spiritual beings, holy and more powerful, should assist us, and that their might should equal, nay, exceed, that of our terrible foes. Further, the fathers tell us that those who are predestined shall fill the places left empty in the ranks of the angels by the defection of Lucifer and his followers. Thus it is just that the good angels should cooperate with Jesus Christ in restoring the number of their hosts.